Since 2016, the Premier Gospel Awards has celebrated the heart and soul of gospel music. Now, in 2024, powered by Compassion UK and live from London's iconic Royal Festival Hall, we're bringing you our biggest and best show yet. Join us on Saturday, September 21st, for an unforgettable night of special guests and live performances from the biggest names in the UK, USA, Africa, and more. Last year's event sold out fast, so don't wait to grab your ticket. Buy now at premiergospelawards.org.uk. The biggest ever Premier Gospel Awards. It's the culture, it's the message, it's the music.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. And this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. Generosity is a beautiful thing. I had the blessing of a very generous aunt. She never married and was a devoted follower of Jesus. She was generous with her time, especially to neighbours who were in need. Although she held a very senior executive role, she was always happy to do the most menial jobs and would think nothing of it. She died in retirement while taking a neighbour to hospital, and that seemed to sum up her life. She was always very generous with her money, was always looking for creative ways to help people, and planted firmly in my teenage mind the blessing of being generous. Christians are not automatically generous, and the Apostle Paul noted that the generosity of the Philippian church stood in marked contrast to that of many others. As he came towards the end of the letter, he thanked them once again for their gifts and described them as being, quote, a sweet-smelling sacrifice that is acceptable and pleasing to God. When we give financial support to one another, God notices, and he's blessed by our action, because in our giving, we are reflecting the generosity that God first showed us. However generous we might be, our generosity is only ever a pale reflection of the generosity of God. This beautiful letter has described the way in which God has poured out his love to us in the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul next assured his readers that they could look to the future with confidence, knowing that God would continue to supply them with everything they needed. God loves us too much to give us everything we want, but we can be sure that whatever our circumstances or our needs, God will perfectly provide for us. So let me ask you a question. Who has inspired you by their generosity? And in what ways do you seek to be generous to others? Now let me pray with you. Thank you, loving God, that you've always been generous to us and always will be. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Thanks for being with me today, and may God bless you.
Since 2016, the Premier Gospel Awards has celebrated the heart and soul of gospel music. Now, in 2024, powered by Compassion UK and live from London's iconic Royal Festival Hall, we're bringing you our biggest and best show yet. Join us on Saturday, September 21st, for an unforgettable night of special guests and live performances from the biggest names in the UK, USA, Africa, and more. Last year's event sold out fast, so don't wait to grab your ticket. Buy now at premiergospelawards.org.uk. The biggest ever Premier Gospel Awards. It's the culture, it's the message, it's the music.